Governor Ventura is having a great time on this trip to Washington. His good mood was on display at the National Press Club, where he enthusiastically retold the story of the 1998 election to more than 300 working journalists and their guests. Ventura has been positively bubbly since Sunday night, when he and his wife Terry attended a dinner and dance at the White House.
We went out on the floor and we had a great time, and the president, when the song ended, the president came over and put his arm around my wife and I, both. No, he did. And the first lady, and they started talking. I mean, really plain talk. It was so enjoyable to talk to them.
On Saturday, Ventura had expressed disgust at Clinton's behavior with Monica Lewinsky, and he told Washington reporters he thought the president should have resigned. Now, 2 days later, Ventura sounds like the latest casualty of the famous Clinton charm. The governor's good vibes extend toward the media, too. Reporters are usually the preferred butt of his jokes, but at the National Press Club, he thanked them for their coverage.
I want to say this, thanks to you, the press throughout the world, of seeing what has Minnesota done, what is going on up there.
Ventura did volunteer the opinion that people in Washington seem a little disconnected from the rest of the country.
I think everything's different outside of Washington. Boo. They are. I got word. You guys in the Beltway don't have a clue.
But even that brief jab seemed to go over well with most of the Washington reporters at the press club. Larry Lippman, president of the club, says Ventura was better than he or his colleagues had expected.
In the weeks leading up to this, when I would mention the upcoming speakers and I would say we have Governor Jesse Ventura speaking, there would always be a little bit of a ripple of laughter in the audience. I think he impressed a lot of people here.
The governor has even attracted a small clutch of Ventura groupies, some of whom hung around the press club after the speech to watch St. Paul-born artist Leroy Neiman sketching Ventura's portrait.
He's a good-looking man, that's all.
Very good.
See, Sean Connery's a good-looking man, and he's a great actor and all that, but this is a man that's trying to do something for the people. It's another dimension.
He's charismatic.
Yeah. I think he's important.
Ann Orleans identifies herself as a working journalist, but she doesn't try to conceal her enthusiasm for Ventura.
Well, he's something special. He speaks common sense and honesty and decency and integrity. They're all the words I've been wanting to hear for umpteen years.
The other governors at the Washington meeting of the National Governors Association have found themselves a little overshadowed by Ventura. They've mostly taken his big presence in stride. Even after Ventura said on Meet the Press on Sunday that professional politicians tend to suffer from, in his words, diarrhea of the mouth. Republican Governor George Ryan of Illinois brushes that comment off.
Well, you know, everybody's got their own style. His style is a little different. That's why he got elected. So whatever serves him best is what he's got to do.
Ryan says Ventura and Independent Governor Angus King of Maine have changed the tone of the governor's meeting by flying the flag of third-party politics.
Whenever they talk about bipartisan, they tell everybody that it's more than bi. It's a multi or at least tri. So,
well, why is that, you know, as a member of one of the big parties yourself, why would you see that is a good thing?
Well, I'm just saying, you asked me what impact he had on the convention, not whether it was good or bad.
Governor George W. Bush of Texas has made a point of showing off how much he likes the Minnesota governor, saying he's bonding with Ventura and mugging with him for the cameras. Bush is the other media star at this meeting because he's reported to be close to announcing his candidacy for president. When asked whether he thinks Ventura or some other third-party candidate would pose a threat to the big parties in 2000, Bush is noncommittal.
Too early to tell.
But Ventura's visit to Washington has touched off speculation about the viability of a third-party candidate in 2000 or 2004. Ventura has had fun feeding that speculation.
2004, well, who knows? I could end up down the street here in that big White House. Or I could end up living in a hut on the beaches of Kona.
George W. Bush may feel less chummy about the Minnesota governor down the road if Ventura throws his endorsement to a third-party candidate in 2000. As the Bush family found out when Ross Perot ran in 1992, a third-party candidate could change the course of the election. In Washington, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.